Well, welcome. We're so glad each and one of you are here, and we're glad for those of you who are joining us online as well. Such a fantastic Sunday to be with us. This morning, we're going to talk about baptism, and then we're going to do some baptisms. And it is not lost on me, if you are new, how weird this is. Baptism, I think, is the weirdest thing we do. So, Audrey or Michaela or one of these other great people that are going to be baptized are going to voluntarily walk up these custom-made, beautiful steps into this custom-made, fantastic, fancy, even customized horse trough. And then while they're sitting in the water in front of all of you, I'm going to say some words, they're going to say some words, I'm going to grab them by the face and dunk them. And then you are going to cheer. And then the next person is going to get up and do the same thing. That's weird. It's weird. And the church has been doing it for centuries. Why? Well, because of what it means. And so to explain what it means, I'd like to read to you from Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. But before I do that, let me pray. Lord, we're so thankful for what baptism means. And Lord, I pray that you help each of us live it. Lord, stand in front of me while I'm in front of them. Talk over me while I talk to them. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, in Romans chapter 5, the Apostle Paul has been explaining that we're not saved by being good. Some of you might think that. You might think that church is like a way to be saved by being good, that if, you know, if there's a plan, that if we follow the plan well enough, that maybe we can be saved. And if you think that, that's just not right, because we're saved by grace, not by the law. The law, like the being good plan, just diagnoses the problem. It's like an x-ray or an MRI or an EKG. It just shows us what the problem is. It doesn't solve the problem for us. So the Apostle Paul is saying that the law, the being good plan, the trying harder plan, just shows us how much trouble we're in. It shows us our sin. It diagnoses the problem really well, but it can't save us. But praise God, God's grace is bigger and better and stronger than all of our sin. No matter what you've done or where you've been or where you've come from, or no matter what your past is like, His grace is bigger and stronger and better than all of it. And you're not saved by being good. You're saved because He is good, because He died for you, because He saves you. See, the Apostle Paul knows that what people will, the next question they'll ask then is, if we're not saved by being good, and if God's grace is bigger and better and stronger than all of our sin, why don't we keep on sinning so that He can keep on forgiving? I mean, I'm really good at sinning. He's really good at forgiving. Seems perfect. Like a relationship where we're made for each other. And so the Apostle Paul says it like this: what should we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? Should we keep on sinning because He'll keep on forgiving? Is that what we should do? His answer is baptism. By no means, he says. How can we who died to sin still live in it? So his argument is, what happened to Jesus happened to you if you're in Christ. So if you're in Christ, if you believe in Christ, then when Jesus died, and you died with Him, and your sins are forgiven, and you're not going back to them. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized, okay, so this is what baptism pictures. So we have water up there on the screen, and we have water in here in the tank, and this is the idea. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ, so you go in the water, and it's a picture of your death. You come out of the water, and it's a picture of newness of life, but you're not just out as a free agent. You're out into Christ, into His body. We're baptized into His death. So if you're when you go under the water, it's a picture of dying. When you come out of the water, it's a picture of living. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death. If you die and you're buried, you're not going to go back to that same old sin. It's a picture. When you go under the water, it's a picture of death and burial. When you come out of the water, it's a picture of newness of life in Christ. In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. So, here's what we believe. We believe baptism is a picture. Baptism is a picture. We don't believe there's anything magical about baptism. We believe it's a picture. So, for example, by God's grace, we're going to baptize Chase today. Let's say Chase doesn't want to be baptized today. Like, he's like, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm like, Chase, you're going to be baptized. I don't want to be baptized. Chase, you are going to be baptized. I don't want to be baptized. So I come down there, I put Chase in a headlock. A lot of you are like, that's a bad idea, dude. But I put Chase in a headlock, and I drag him up these steps. He's like, no, no, I don't want to be baptized. I'm like, shut up, you're going to be baptized. You shouldn't say shut up in church. I know, but I'm making a point. So I get him in a headlock, and I get him to the top of the steps, and I'm like, Chase, you're going to be baptized. I don't want to be baptized. And I jump in, boom, you know, sploosh, everybody gets wet. Does that do Chase any good? Absolutely not. Doesn't do him any good. Some of you are still hung up on, you couldn't do that to Chase. I know, that's why I picked that as an example. Baptism is a picture of what God has done in our hearts. This is why we believe in believer's baptism. We don't think baptism makes you a believer. There's someone coercing you or guilting you or yelling at you or getting you to be baptized when you don't want to be baptized. We don't believe in that. We believe in believer's baptism. So you are a believer, and then you're baptized. So we believe baptism is a picture, number one, of our death to sin. So when you go under the water, it's a picture of you died with Christ. Your sins are forgiven because you died with Christ. You're buried with Christ. So you're not going back to the bad old way. You died with Christ. The Apostle Paul would say, I was sin blind before Christ, and now he's opened my eyes so I can see. He would say, I was a slave to sin. Now I am free to live and obey and serve Christ. He would say, I was dead, and now I'm alive in Christ. Like, it is a picture of our death to sin. Number two, it is a picture of us being alive in Christ. So when we come out of the water, it's a picture of new life in Christ. So it's not just being saved from your sin, it's being saved toward Christ, toward his body, which is the church. You're saved away from sin and toward Christ. This is why when the Apostle Paul is answering the question, if we're good at sinning, and God is good at forgiving, why don't we just keep on sinning? He says, because think of what your baptism pictures. It's a picture of you being dead to sin, dead to the old way, and alive to Christ, and alive to the new way. Why would you go back to something you're dead to? We're dead to sin, we're alive to Christ. And third, this is to me the best part. Ready for this? Third. It's a picture of God's power working in us. So if you listen closely to this now, the Apostle Paul writes, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ? That's God active language and you passive language. That's something that happens to you. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? This is not something you do, it's something God does to you. That's something that happens to us. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism to death. This has helped me so much with sins that keep coming back to me again and again. The sins that are bigger than me and stronger than me and better than me. This has helped me so much because I remember I don't conquer these in my own strength by being good and trying harder. I conquer these by relying on Christ who put me to death That's that picture of going under the water and raise me to newness of life and raise me to live differently and raise me into Christ, towards Christ and away from. So when I'm facing those, what we call besetting sins, so those habitual sins that come back to, I remember that I have died to the old way and that by Christ's power, by his work in my life, and I've been raised to newness of life with Christ, by his power, not mine. Baptism pictures being dead to sin. It pictures being alive in Christ and God working in us. So, that's really helpful. I don't think that's ever happened before. So, I think it's time to do some baptisms. It's all right, Brendan. I'm done. We can, Thank you. Let's give Brendan a round of applause. Thank you. So, baptism helps us live dead to sin and alive to God. So if you've been saved and you've been baptized, live your baptism. And for these folks who are about to be baptized, man, we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate what this baptism means. So our tradition is we cheer like this is the greatest thing ever. We cheer. Like, we want noise complaints from Jackson Street. Okay? So that's the idea. So let's do some baptisms. I'll come down here and we can take this lid off.